Today's date is April 23rd, and the time is, let's see, 7:25. So, thank you for having me. And so, can you give me your name and some basic information?
Name is Gary Eslado. Lived in Wisconsin, West Central Wisconsin, all of my life. Grew up on a farm, and it was back then it was a lifestyle, and it was a good upbringing. Worked in the post office though for 34 years. Currently retired and enjoying the good life. So it's kind of in a nutshell. Married, 6 kids, and anyway,
going pretty strong then.
So far.
Yeah, so far, yes. All right, so, you know, you lived in Stanley for most of your life, so, you know, what would you say things have changed from, you know, then to how COVID is now?
Well, the farming lifestyle back then, growing up, everybody, all the farmers got around and helped each other, you know, harvesting, planting, whatever you had needs. It was, you know, just a good community. And grew up with a bigger family, the closeness back then. Now everything seems distance and I don't know, kind of on your own type stuff. But back in the olden days, kind of a real nice sense of community and stuff, and people caring and helping each other. So, a little different today.
and actually, we'll be touching on that too with the whole, you know, sense of community and bringing things together. So, we'll put a pin in that. We'll get to that soon.
All
right. So, when you first learned of COVID, what were some of your initial thoughts on it? You know.
Well, I leaned to the conspiracy side. Didn't think much of it, couldn't really grasp it all, but just the fact that it literally shut down the whole world, and I call it the fear of COVID, just kind of took over, and I don't know, couldn't get my head around it.
And now that we're well into a year into it, how would you say, have your thoughts changed on that? Have things been kind of the same?
Well, we live in a small town territory, and it seems like it hasn't broken out here full-fledged, so I'm still lean to the fact that it's not real, and it's not true, because I know people are dying, and but it hasn't hit close to anybody I know, so it seems like it's out there, so to speak.
All right. And, you know, with how all these, you know, emergencies and whatnot, all these changes, as you said, you've realized that, you know, you're not seeing as much, you know, in the community, much people, like, you know, as compared to back then. Are those concerns that have arisen from COVID? Like, do you have other concerns, too, that have come from that?
With the COVID issue, yep. And that? Just, you know, not strictly COVID, but things seem to be, with technology and all this stuff, more of a distant relationships and technology-minded.
Mm-hmm.
And COVID certainly has enhanced it, because they said social distancing and all this, and so my lifestyle with COVID is almost turned, you know, to the hermit side almost. I mean, I'm not much of a social animal, but anyway, the separateness and stuff is kind of hit me, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, with being out in the country and whatnot, you know, you're seeing, you know, you still see some of the farmers out there doing their thing, so you're able to, and with them, you're still seeing, have you seen much change with the farmers and whatnot?
No, we're in a Mennonite community, and they stick to their business and don't seem to get involved in that social squabbling, to throw out a word, and that. And anyway, you know, just go on with business, so to speak, and deal with what comes against us.
And you know, you're retired, you said. So have you noticed like any big changes in your day-to-day activities? You know, obviously, you know, you're not doing the mail work anymore, so you're not quite as exposed. But you know, you like to golf. You know, you have your golf clubs here. You like to go fishing. Have you noticed any like lack of, you know, golf partners or fishing partners at all?
That hasn't changed a lot. Like I said, I've got a few friends that we're gonna stick together no matter what, and that's so. My lifestyle really hasn't changed, but that's again because where I live, kind of out in the country in a small town, and and I'm not much of a, like I said, a social animal.
All right, and I'm a, you know, but you know, with the few times, you know, you've been to the bigger town, Eau Claire, you know, like have you, or the, I mean, I imagine that's quite different from how it is here in Stanley, right?
Yeah. Well, the mask thing and that, I'm not a big proponent for that. I still can't grasp the fact that a little mask is going to stop a major pandemic. I mean, I get what the so-called experts out there are saying, but I just can't grasp the fact that, anyway.
Yeah, and I'm a... You know, with the COVID and whatnot and its effects, you know, it does have more, you know, we have seen, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, we do see actually, you know, more of an effect on the elderly, whatnot, you know, your age group. Does that have any concerns, like, with you and your friends, too? You know, you have, you know, your, like I say, your golf buddies and whatnot. Does that ever concern you guys at all? Like, is there any hazard?
The group I hang with, we're... again, on the older side, and my dad used to say, well, you got to die from something. So I guess I'm secure in my future, and if this gets me, it gets me. That's kind of my mindset and the gang that I hang around with.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, with this mentality, too, have you, like, you know, you go to church every Sunday and... whatnot, so you're really involved in that. Have, like, how has that affected, like, you know, your church is, you know, it's you know, about 40, was it?
40 to 50, yeah.
And how has that affected the church community? Because, you know, we saw in, during the flu pandemic in 1918, you know, we saw churches shut down for a while, and, you know, we're slowly getting back to that with, you know, the vaccine and some, you know, herd immunity and whatnot, and just people more or less being done with it. How has your church been handling that and whatnot?
Well, we, I guess we're gonna meet. Even when it was going on, we went virtual a couple of weeks in a row, and finally we just says, well, God is God, and we're gonna kind of trust in Him. So the faith side, we just decided, well, God can handle us. And keep us wherever that stands with. I mean, but that's kind of... So our church kept gathering. We're not dumb in that. I mean, we did our distancing and still managed to worship the Lord and meet.
Things worked out still.
No, and yeah, there nobody... Praise the Lord, in our congregation, nobody has literally been attacked majorly by COVID. So... however that works.
You know, and in the church community, and also curious to, like, you know, family-wise, too, have you noticed any changes, like, when the family, you know, I recall, you know, Tana, she wasn't really prone on showing up to Easter and all the other things.
My one daughter, yeah, one of her kids is a doctor, and she was adamant that you should probably... you know, go by the protocols set in place. So, yeah, they decided to keep apart from the family, but they said they got six kids, and they said, come what may, we're going to meet.
And again, that worked out too as well?
It did, yeah, and not that we get together, but the so-called big events, we gathered, and it, nothing really, no setbacks.
All right.
And I know there's a lot of families out there where they can't say that, but again, for us. So that leaves me with the fact that I still can't grasp the totality of what's been going on for the last year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's also a concern to some people because we see in, within Wisconsin, since, you know, again, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, we see since COVID started, there have been 654,000 cases. And again, we're seeing, but with this, we've seen about 6,725 have died, and, that's still quite a bit of people, and, like I said, more of an effect on the elderly, and with that, we see, there was never any concerns there, like, when we were hearing about that, with the family, it was just kind of, nothing behind that.
No. For me personally?
Yeah.
No, I just, again, just didn't let it bother me.
Didn't let it push you around?
Yeah, I just, que sera, so to speak, I don't know how else to say it.
Mm-hmm. And, kind of going off, with Tan not showing up and us having, we're seeing a lot more separation. How do you think this has affected people, like, both mental and in physical health, this whole, along with COVID and the shutdowns? Because I know that you said, that we go back to that sense of community. People are always among each other and whatnot, but now they're being, we're seeing mandates by the government, by Tony Evers and on a federal setting, we're seeing people, have to be separate. And how do you think that's affected people?
Oh, profoundly. I mean, from total do what the experts say to total, I wouldn't say outright denial, but just, you get the pendulum swinging from left to right all the way. I mean, every what do you want to say?
Every aspect.
Yeah, every aspect of the human condition. I mean, from total denial to total,
Mm-hmm. And with COVID, we're seeing a lot of the, these riots and whatnot. Don't want to touch on that, but we're seeing a lot more unrest. Do you think that might have had any, something to do with it?
So here's my little, so this COVID, then the mandating and protocols.
People being, not going to work too as well.
Right. So it, the fear of it, it just puts you in an invisible prison, so to speak. Like you're, just like you're in prison. You're, again, there's no bars or whatever like that, but just a seemingly, we can't do this, can't do that, which you can't, I mean, in a lot of places. So, really affecting the human condition, so to speak.
Yeah. And, and I kind of also want to go back, you were a mailman for 35 years. Mm-hmm. So, how do you think that might affect, like, because we're seeing, they're kind of bringing things back, like the mail services, you're expertise, how would you say that has probably affected like where you used to work? Do you think that's had a big effect on it? Do you still keep in contact with some of your old coworkers if they still work there?
There's one in particular that still works where I was, otherwise my core group is retired, but each person has different little views going. So no, I've kind of lost contact with my co-workers and stuff like that, but Anyway.
Okay.
Each person has their deal.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you say, you know, you're kind of a bit more secluded and whatnot, you know, kind of keep things cut off, you know. But you're obviously still keeping mildly informed. What's been your, like, main source of information on all of this?
Well, I've cut myself down to a half hour of the news. So the less, I'm not much of a news person. So the less you hear about all the so-called turmoil out there, I guess the less that it, I let it bother me.
And I'm actually going to kind of come off that. You only watch half hour, but how do you feel the news is handling all this, you know, turmoil, as you say? How do you think they're, you know, reporting on it?
Testy question. I don't like it because it seems to be all, they hype it up. They, meaning the so-called news people out there, and it just tends to get me riled. So I guess they could be more
spread out, diverse,
spread out, subdued. So I don't know what term to throw out there.
Because we're kind of, when you look at the news, you know, we're seeing, you know, we're constantly seeing like a counter on all that, like, you know, how many cases, how many deaths, whatnot, and with all this civil unrest, do you feel like they should, how they're handling that? They're, like you said, they're riling it up, so to say.
Yeah. Which, yes, they should keep you up to date on where the flare-ups and stuff like that, but I don't know how to fix that if to be more sedate. Is that a word?
More toned down.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, that would.
Doom and gloom, so to say.
Yes, because again, it just gets you riled.
All right. And, you know, with, you know, and seeing how things are being handled, you know, how do you feel that the state government, or, you know, with the mask mandate and whatnot, and how do you think they've handled that in your personal opinion? You kind of touched on it, you know, with the mask being a little, eh.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. We got to do something. But here's this mass pandemic, and the powers that be have to come up with something, but it just seems too little against something so big.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, do you feel that COVID has kind of, you know, it's kind of brought out some different sides to think, you know, how, as you say, you know, it's kind of, we're seeing a lot of the human condition, like you see, you believe that are we seeing more like a, let me say, like more upheaval view, is that what?
Well, again, you're seeing from the outright outrages to total compliance, I mean, with the experts and what they suggest. But the variance between total almost of the fight attitude against the against do it or else you know, are you in danger, many people. So anyway, the peer pressure aspect and all that.
And with things coming more lax, so to say, and we're seeing a lot more, you know, we're seeing bars open back up, we're seeing restaurants being, how do you feel about them, you know, things kind of returning to some sense of normalcy?
I say go for it. I mean, this COVID's going to run its course. Open up and live life again. It's been too long.
And do you think this will have any lasting effects on, you know, everything? You know, with, you know, the, like the social distancing being more, you know, you know, trying to be more safe from, you know, contracting diseases such as COVID and any other variants? Do you see that carrying over in any sense?
Oh, I see it carrying on for maybe several years. And some people are just, well, this is definitely going to be in our, well, like with this interview, it's going to be in our core. It's going to be in our core as long as we're alive, I think. I mean, remember 2020 and when COVID hit? So I don't think it's going to totally go away.
And just wrapping up from this, I guess, how do you think that, you know, this whole, you know, year and three months COVID, you know, how will this, you know, affect you in the long run? Like, are you going to look back at this and, you know, with fondness, or kind of look back at it with some, like what's something you'll really take away from this?
Disdain. That's not a good word, but, no, again, I can't wrap all around it. I'm just, like many people, just wished it would go away. And, and say my lifestyle before this, I'm not a total hermit, but, my life really didn't change a lot. I mean, it stays pretty much the same. And so it hasn't impacted me in a great deal. But travel, that's still going to be a hurt. And, anyway, just deal with it.
All right. And with that, you know, I think that's it. Thank you very much for the interview, Mr. Lotto. And hopefully this all does clear over.
I do have a little PS. So my, just one of my things I want to get out, like with the vaccinations, I currently don't think I am going to get one. And I go by my dad. He says, well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So that's my mantra there. Just one little thing I've come up with this, whole COVID thing, and the other one is kind of, you don't hear a whole lot about it, but since the so-called experts haven't found an origin, is that the
right? Yep, origin
of this, where this all started from, you know, I always thought they should be able to pin this down, how it came about. But I've got a spiritual aspect. In the Bible, it talks about when God tried to get attention of his people when they were totally going bad, he threw out some pretty big warning signs. So it comes into my mind once in a while, the spiritual aspect. Maybe this is a thing from God himself to, hey, remember me. I'm still God, and I want to get your attention. So that comes to my mind once in a while, and so however that fits in, but that's kind of it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, sir.